Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa.
Anabakoa.
Shedula
Jumineha. Tati Serura. Alabet.
Alabet. Alabet.
Alabet. Alabet.
Those of us who have parts of our body that need healing, please use the Yud Kaf Shin sequence to take that body part back to the stem cell state where it can be cleansed and rejuvenated and healed. And then bring it back into the body where it will now be in its pristine state doing its job. Bachen tacharem,
tacharem,
tachames tacha,
tamid gaham.
Set that fresh, study Tav Gimel. Hasim
kadosh,
beros ucha,
ha-el,
ha-adata, ha-tuchet, ha-tunayim. Yahid Gaye, Ampapane, so
great, Kadusha,
Yid Gimalamit, I am too. Shavatenu
Kabel, Pushma, Yakatenu, Yode, Ata,
Alima. Shin Kufav, Sadi Yud Tav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. I'm reading from the Parasha of Balak, section 18. Thus says Hashem, verse 245. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadena Konene Aleinu Maaseh Yadena Konenehu. Vayar Balak Ribi Hiskiya Betach Ko Amar Hashem Shimru Mishpat Viasu Tzadikav Ki Kirova Yeshuati Vidomer Tamach Avivain Yisrael Tamei Kuchabrichu The Agid Inun Kabu Tame the Kavin Kami the Kovina the Zina Ihu Ave Dom the Israel the Donot Kishaganot. And Balak saw Rabbi Hiskia opened the discussion saying, thus says Hashem, keep judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near. How beloved are Israel before the Holy One, blessed be He. Although they have sinned and are sinning constantly, He turns their intentional acts into mistakes. Amen. What a wonderful verse. This is a prophecy from Isaiah. Keep judgment and do justice. What's the difference between judgment and justice? Justice essentially includes mercy. Mercy and judgment together is called justice. Somebody does a wrong action, they get caught, they get prosecuted, they go to jail. Except before they're sentenced to jail, they're pronounced guilty. And then there's a question of justice, of ameliorating circumstances. Yes, they did wrong, and the judgment is guilty. But what is the effect? Well, he's underage, so he'll just go to jail for a month or two. What is justice? He was hungry, and he needed the food to feed his family. And that's certainly understandable, so he might get lesser judgments, lesser sentences. This is what justice is. And Hashem is telling us, keep judgment. Know the law. Become aware of it. Recognize the judgment. But do justice. Always include mercy. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to probably have to get off the class in the middle, and I'll come back. I'm enjoying the process of being happy with my flat tire that happened when I wasn't driving on the freeway, which is all part of the process of God's mercy. Baruch Hashem. So I have called AAA to help me change the tire, and when the gentleman arrives, I will have to get off, and we'll see what time and where we are in the class. The handout for the class is on the Hashem website in the Revealed Wisdom section. In the second column from the left, which is the Advanced Classes column, and it's the Four Phases classes. If you click on that link, it'll take you to the Four Phases and the various recordings and the various handouts. And it should be very clear which one it is. This is Class 3. So please click on that handout and follow along with me. This class will review classes 1 and 2 and move on to the phase 3. Some of what you will hear will seem to be familiar, yet it is necessary to repeat these teachings so as to break the cloak covering your brain. So there are 10 sephirot. So how do we get to the 5 worlds? And then the 4 worlds are stressed of the 5. In modern science, the current theory of physics is called the string theory. It postulates that every aspect of materiality is composed of tiny strings, which vibrate. When these strings vibrate at one frequency, they become an electron. At another frequency, they become a proton. At another frequency, they become a hydrogen atom. At another frequency, the atoms become a different element, like helium or uranium or iron. In this theory, there are 10 dimensions that make the mathematics work, and 6 of these dimensions collapsed into each other at the moment of creation. This is what modern physics teaches. Kabbalah calls the 6 dimensions Zerampin. These 6 are one. When they're acting as one, when they're considered one, the name is Zerampin. When there are 6 individuals, they're Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. When they're called by the name Zerampin, then there are 5 sephirot that are meaningful. They are Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. These became 5 worlds, which are really 4 worlds, because the highest world, Adam Kadmon, from our perspective, looks like Ein Sof, the endless world. This is where the men who followed the man from Nazareth became corrupted in their teachings. They perceived Adam Kadmon, the primordial man, as the first man, spoken about in Genesis. I think you can understand how this mistake happened and how it makes logical sense that people accepted it. The four worlds are Olam Atzilut, the world of emanations, which relates to the Sefirah of Chachmah. Olam Bria, the world of creation, which relates to the Sefirah of Bina. Olam Yetzirah, the world of formation, which relates to the Sefirah of Zeranpin. Olam Asiyah, the world of action, which relates to the Sefirah of Malchut. How do the worlds relate to the Sefirot? The Sefirot are vessels. They are not fulfilled completely. They may be filled partially or be completely in lack. To the vessel, there is no difference between partial fulfillment and no fulfillment. Do you feel a difference between slight hunger and starvation? The difference is one of quantity, or maybe quality. Yet in either case, the person is going to be motivated to search for food. A world is a sephirah with either partial fulfillment of light or complete fulfillment of light. Learn this well, since almost no one ever asks the question of why different words are used, sephirot and world. Remember Rabbi Ashlag's teaching, it is better not to use a two-dimensional diagram to understand the tree of life. Close your eyes, relax your bodies, let the tension flow out of your muscles and the other parts of your bodies. Listen to the words I am about to say. Try to visualize these words in at least three or better a four-dimensional picture. As you develop your visualization of your tree, if there is anything you do not understand, please make yourself a note and ask me after the description is complete. Are you ready? The tree of life is called a tree since it has roots, branches, and fruits. It is upside down compared to our world. The root is at the top and the fruit is at the bottom, where in our world, the root is at the bottom and the fruit is at the end of the branches, which is considered the top of the tree. This tree consists of tree trunk, which are called... Please hold on, I will come back. Hello?
We're still here.
Still here.
I apologize for having to get off, and the phone didn't connect, so they'll be calling back. You just have to be happy with this month. Baruch Hashem. The tree of life, it is upside down compared to our world. The root is at the top and the fruit is at the bottom, where in our world the fruit is at the bottom and the fruit is at the end of the branches, which is considered the top of the tree. This tree consists of three trunks, which are called columns. The middle column consists of a mixture of aspects of the other two columns. There is a right column called the pillar of wisdom. There is also called This is also called the sharing column. There is also a left column called the pillar of understanding. This is also referred to as the receiving column. The tree is both a stage and a process. The stages are called sephirot, and the process are communication lines between stages. They may also be communication directly between aspects of the communication channels themselves. There are 10 sephirot in the shape of a duohedron. The sephirot are at the intersection of the lines that form the duohedron. The shape of a duohedron provides for 3 parallel lines. It also leaves 7 vertical lines and 12 diagonal lines in a two-dimensional drawing. Yet the two-dimensional drawing is incomplete. The 10 sephirot are not separate, they are one. Each one gives birth to the one below it in the idea of a straight line, one causing the other. There is no time, there is only cause and effect. At the same instant, they are both in a straight line and in a set of 3 columns. At the same moment, they are 10 distinct consciousnesses, and they are also one unified whole consciousness. As they transfer energy between themselves, there is never any lack of communication. The lower 2 sets of 3 are called ends, since there's no continuity within them. Just as the 10 are a unified whole as oneness, the same is true for the 6 ends. They are 6, yet 1. When considered one, the 6 are called Zeranpin. The 10 sephirot can be viewed as 3 sets of 3, with 1 below. The 3 sets of 3, there is a head followed by a body, followed by an end leading to the single end. The head is called Rosh, and the body or middle is called Tosh, and the end is called Sof. Each one of 3 has one from the sharing pillar, one from the receiving pillar, and one that connects the 2 pillars in a form of balance. The Kabbalists have used different metaphors to help explain the essence of the Sephirot. One metaphor is the 4 letters of the Tetragrammaton. Another metaphor is the names that they have called the Sephirot over the generations. A third metaphor is the creative process, and how the Sephirot are both stages and processes all the same. The names of the Sephirot have changed over time. We will begin to give you names, also the relationships within the metaphors, and some additional information about the Sephirot now. Keter equals crown. Keter is outside the body. When a king takes off his crown, he does not truly change internally. Yet people treat him differently, since his trappings have been removed. The will, hidden potential, pre-conscious motivation. The reverse spelling of the word keter in Hebrew means to weld, or solder, or form of joining. The tip of the yud, not even part of the 4 phases, since from the lower perspective, looking up, Keter looks like the endless world from our perspective. It looks like it is difficult to see the difference between Keter and the endless. The skull, abstract, unformed. Chachma equals wisdom. The Hebrew spelling breaks into 2 words. Power and what? This means what is the power, or the power of what? The germ of an idea, a flash of insight, inspiration, imagination. The eyes, the yud of the Tetragrammaton, usually referred to as your unconscious, which is meant eventually to become revealed and expanded to be your conscious. It is considered concealed. It is the concept of running and returning in Kabbalah. Reshit Chachma, the beginning, is wisdom. Bina is understanding, is mother. Analyzing, feasibility studies. nurturing, gestation, phase two, upper hay of the tetragrammaton, the ears, conscious level, running and returning concept paired with Chokhmah. Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina are referred to as the Gimel Rishonot, the first three. This means that these three are always in Zivug, in unity. The Gimel Rishonot. Hold on a second. The Gimel Rishonot are separated from Zeron Pin and Malchut by something referred to as an abyss. We will not discuss the abyss yet. Hesed equals loving kindness, Gedulah, the large or great one, desire to receive in order to share. Over the centuries, the name changed. The essence did not change. Yet in our prayers, we still refer to Hesed as Gedulah. Why this change took place may be part of the plan of Hashem, or it may be the work of Satan, who has the job of lengthening our process. I will let you decide for yourself as part of your meditations. Initiative, concept, paper, first draft, prototype, previews, tryout, phase three, darkness, the Vav of the Tetragrammaton, heaven, God, Moshe, Abraham, Giburah, is judgment, is din, is power, strength, desire to receive. Over the centuries, the name changed. Restraints, critical reviews, negative feedback, Levites, phase three, Isaac. Tiferet equals beauty, harmony. Developing an important design incorporating the best ideas of the critics. A rewrite. Jacob. Generating, expanding at the same moment. Limiting and defining. The two sides of the columns working in unity for the same goal. Phase three. The sun. The Shemesh aspect of the sun. As opposed to the Chaim. Hot aspect of the sun. The Vav of the Tetragrammaton. Heaven, the Garden of Eden. Netzach equals eternal, equals victory, equals eternal victory. Persistence. Initial production of a finished product. A final draft. Opening night. Product rollout. One side of curiosity. Chod equals thankfulness, equals appreciation. Pushing back just to see. One side of curiosity. Users, clients, customers. Audiences, detect flaws, product recall. Yesod, foundation, channel, pipeline. Fulfillment, a perfect production, incorporating all the lessons learned above. Five chasidim and five givurot. Malchut equals kingdom, equals manifestation. The land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, the children of Israel, the desire to receive, manifested, a place of both negativity and positivity, taking the success of one project onto another project, writing a sequel. The four phases is the most important revelation of the light within Kabbalah, since the Baal Shem Tov's revealed his revelations. The four phases is a metaphorical understanding of the Sephirot, and also the creative process, and the Tetragrammaton itself. Other Kabbalists hint at the four phases, while Rabbi Ashlag reveals the whole secret. It is an amazing revelation, as I am sure you will come to realize. The light has a thought to be revealed. It is not a desire to be revealed, since desire does not exist until phase four is reached, as you will see. The thought to be revealed created a vessel. The vessel that was created goes through a process. Wherever the consciousness of the vessel changes to something additional, yet there is no disappearance in the vessel. The four vessels exist, yet the first three vessels are not the same intensity as when they are primary, meaning they are when they are the active vessel. Phase one. There is no coercion in spirituality. The light has to knock on the door of the vessel and ask permission to be revealed. The light says, "Please reveal me," and the vessel does not think about it. It says, "Okay, I will reveal you." It is not a desire to reveal the light. It is a reaction to the request. The consciousness of the vessel is okay. It is no effort, so I will do it. It is not sharing. It is not a desire. What do you think it is? It is not a lack, because it does not know that it is not revealing the light as this at this moment. Remember, the light did its consume. It diminished itself by withdrawing into itself, which is impossible, since there is no place that the light does not exist. If it withdrew into itself, then where it doubled up, so to speak, it should be more intense. But that is impossible, because all aspects of the light are equal, and there is no place more intense than another part. Phase one is the yud. What is the nature of the yud? It is a gematria of 10, so it implies multiples, yet its essence is unity. It is the smallest letter. It is a dot, yet it is a curve. These are things we need to spend some time contemplating. What is a curve? What is a dot? A dot is infinite. Picture a dot on a white piece of paper. The white was infinite and now is limited by the dot. The dot is infinite and yet limited by the white space. These are paradoxes. What is a paradox? In mathematics, actually calculus, a paradox is two answers to an equation. Two curved lines that answer the same equation. They both exist at the same instant, separated by some space between them. Where is the line in the same between? Where is the line in the same between them? This is the first phase. Let me repeat this in a different way, with different emphasis. A dot is the still small voice within you, which is the voice of God, that you hear and don't hear. Can you go into the dot and expand the dot to take up all of the white space on the paper? Phase one is not desire. Phase one is not fulfilled by the light, yet the light takes up space and time and velocity, etc. Phase one is revelation of the light, because the light has a thought to be revealed. There is nothing else except light and vessel, except the vessel is not a vessel, since it has no desire. It is a potential of a vessel, whatever that means. Thought of revelation and a place of revelation. The consciousness of phase one is, okay, I will reveal you, since you want me to, and you created me. Is that payback? No. Is it appreciation? No. What is it? What does the communication look like? My truck is here, so I shall be back. If the call disconnects, please forgive me. I don't know how long this will take.
Are we still on? I've got a beep.
We're still on.
Okay. Go up, Kadula Chimeneva, Tatir, Severa, Alibet Kimol Yad, Tab Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Anka Sakvenu, Tarenu.
I am back. For the last question I asked, what does the communication look like? What happens when you pour hot water into a teacup? The cup becomes warm. It takes on the attribute of the fulfillment. What is the attribute of the light of God? It is sharing. The non-vessel of phase one takes on the consciousness of the light of God, which is sharing. Yet it is not the same consciousness, since in spirituality, if something has the same consciousness, then it becomes the same thing. The light is different from the non-vessel, yet they are unified, which means there is an affinity of form. Phase two is the hay of the tetragrammaton. It is a hay formed from a dalit and a yud. There is another way to form a hay, and that is with a dalit and a vav. There is a third way to form a hay, and that is a dalit and an aleph. Phase two has taken on the consciousness of the fulfillment of phase one as shared with phase one. Phase two is the epitome of vessel. Phase two has the consciousness of I want to share. Does phase two have this consciousness of the light? Does it have the consciousness of fulfillment of phase one? Yes and no. It does, but it is not an active consciousness. The active consciousness is I want to share. What separates this from the fulfillment? The word is I, ego. This is what separates the potential vessel from the light of fulfillment. The light has no desire. It has no wants. To have the consciousness of I want to share is different than the consciousness of the light of the fulfillment of the vessel. The consciousness of the light is to share what is good for the vessel. The consciousness of phase two is I want to share. There is no true consideration of what is best for the vessel. The operating emphasis is I want. It is both desire and not desire. Want is a desire, but there is no yearning, only a mediocre, a lukewarm I want. It is similar to the child's desire for ice cream after he has eaten his fill of ice cream. He loves ice cream but does not want some now. He loves ice cream but there is no craving for it. He is not willing to work for it per se. If there is a vessel, he will share. If there is not, what choice does he have? It is like saying, I want to go to England, but the government forbids me from leaving because I cannot get a visa. What can I do? When the vessel of phase one realizes it wants to share, who can it share with? There is no desire in the light, so there can be no sharing back to the light. There is only one vessel in the endless world, so who can this consciousness of I want to share actually share with? This realization causes the vessel of phase three to come into existence. But there is only one vessel, so what is the consciousness of phase three that separates it from phase two? Phase three only wants what phase two can share. It does not want all of the light or all of the fulfillment. It wants something less. This wanting less creates the separation into phase three. Phase three is fulfilled by what phase two has to share. Its expectations are limited. It seems to be happy and serene, but there is a nagging feeling that something is missing. This comes from a reshima, an impression left from phase one. In phase one, everything was there. In phase three, not everything is there, only what phase two has to share. Phase two is not the light, it is the vessel. It veils the light of Chokmah. It acts as a garment and a vessel called Or to Chasadim. Phase three eventually wakes up and says, I had it all and I want it back. This is phase four. A review. Phase one, yes, I will reveal you. What is the cause of that consciousness? The fulfillment is asking to be revealed. Phase one is vessel consciousness. Phase two, I want to share. What caused that consciousness? Phase two, taking on the aspect of phase one, yet not of its own volition. It is due to the nature or the physics of transfer of energy. Phase three, I want what phase two has to offer. What is the cause of this consciousness? Phase two is needing someone to share with. This is the beginning of fulfillment of consciousness in the vessel. It is also the beginning of negativity. There is no evil in phase one. There is potential evil in phase two. What is evil? The desire to receive for oneself alone. What is good? The desire to receive in order to share. Phase two is not considered desire, so it cannot be good. If phase two is not good, does that mean it is evil? It is time for you to enter the discussion. What is evil is defined in Kabbalah as the desire to receive for oneself alone. What is good is defined as the desire to receive in order to share. If phase two has the consciousness of I, it potentially has evil. Does it mean it's actually evil? What's the difference between evil and potential? These are questions that you need to answer. We don't have to do it tonight. Nobody's being put on the spot. But if you have some thoughts, please feel free to express them. Remember, what is these different phases? Next week we'll go into more depth of what is phase four. Classes for the balance of this week, Tuesday night at 8:30, we have class number 15 of the Advanced Reincarnation Series. Thursday at 10 o'clock we have a Zohar class. Saturday at 10 o'clock, we have a Zohar class. Sunday morning at 10:30 is a very important class. If you can't make that time, please make sure I have your email address that I will forward to you the recording. Because a week from Tuesday night, a week from tomorrow night, is the beginning of a period in the Hebrew calendar called the three-week period. It's 3 weeks. That is an extremely negative period. It's a period where people get into accidents dealing with water, primarily natural bodies of water. So we recommend that you not go to a lake or a river or the ocean for that three-week period. Three-week period of negativity is considered 3 weeks of mourning. But the Kabbalists teach us how to transform that mourning into a more positive aspect. We'll be teaching you about the 3 weeks Sunday morning at 10:30. We'll be teaching you a meditation that will help you overcome the negativity during those 3 week period. We will be teaching you a number of different rituals that are helpful during this period. It's important that you either attend the class or listen to the recording or both. A week from tonight, there will be two classes, one at 5:30. That's class number 3 of the basic class. And then this class, which we will do phase 4 and perhaps a little more. 5 a.m. Monday is the fourth class of the Sefer Yetzirah series. Does anybody have any questions? Or if not, I wish you all a beautiful week. And keep happy.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom, you all. Thank you.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.